7:45 means it's time for another wine chat with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Denny. Happy Memorial.
Yes, it is. And it, I gather from our forecast that there could be a few showers here and there. So I grilled last night. First things first.
Right. I was at an international conference this past week where we discussed wine temperature. And I thought I would share the overall consensus with everybody.
Good.
And that is simply, we drink red wine too warm, and we drink white wine too cold. And that's a simple fact of the matter in the United States. And that could be changed a little bit. You know, temperature affects what wine tastes like, and what it smells like as well. Chilling it down sort of hides the alcohol and acid flavors. They're less apparent when you're drinking a chilled wine. When a wine's cold, you perceive the alcohol less, and then you can't really taste all the flavors and nuances. Warm wine is one of those things where you can taste the alcohol in it, and it can overpower it. That's the reason we chill beer and cocktails, is to suppress that alcohol. Now, let's talk about that a little bit. Chilling wines really is, you know, there's the 20-minute rule that I like to think is a good one. A red wine put in the refrigerator for 20 minutes and then taken out and served, and a white wine that's been in the refrigerator, take out 20 minutes and let it warm up those 20 minutes. That's generally a good rule. You know, when you drink a white wine, you really should drink it probably at about 55 degrees. Red wines could be a little, white wines could be a little cooler at 50 degrees. Red wines maybe at 55. You know, room temperature in the olden days, the temperature of a room in a castle is not our 72 degrees that we so much enjoy here in this country, but it's the temperature of a damp old cellar, and they would take it upstairs and let it warm up, and that meant letting it warm up to maybe 55 or 60 degrees. Another problem is the less expensive a wine it is, well, the more apt you are to chill it. And that's a good idea, because inexpensive wines are light-bodied, thinner, they're less intense. Even the color usually is a lot lighter. And big reds will benefit, as I said, even an expensive wine benefits from room temperature. Cellar temperature, when you take a bottle of wine up from your cellar, if you have a perfect cellar, the cellar keeps it at the temperature of earth, which is 55 degrees. My cellars and my houses are all 55 degrees. And when I bring up a red, I always bring it up about an hour in advance to let it come up to room temperature. But it's still cool. It isn't actually at room temperature. Even expensive wines, over $50, really and truly should be served at about, certainly, no warmer than 65 degrees. When the bottle's cool to the touch, that's about right for red wine. Now, there's a lot of, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, there's a lot of red wines that you can chill. And a good rule of thumb is the less expensive a wine it is, the more apt you are to chill it. More expensive wine shouldn't be served at room temperature, but they shouldn't be served cold. As I've said many times here, if you have a wine that you aren't too crazy about, a white wine or something, serve it ice cold. Everybody will enjoy it, because the colder it is, the less nuances you detect from the wine. And if you don't believe me, try it sometime. Take a bottle of wine, have it ice cold. Pour a little glass. Then let it warm up to room temperature yourself. Pour yourself another glass. You'll detect all sorts of things in that warmed-up glass that you didn't detect in the ice-cold ones. It's really remarkable. And as I said earlier, most people don't think about chilling red wines, and yet we drink most of our red wine in this country that's way, way too warm. There are wines that really lend themselves to chilling, red wine. I mentioned inexpensive Zinfandels a couple of weeks ago. Beaujolais, of course, everybody knows about it. And Beaujolais, today's a perfect day. It's going to be about 70. Go down to the lake or the creek, put a bottle of wine in the water for about 25 minutes at the lake or the pond, and then take it out and have it with a little picnic of some cheese, some charcuterie, and some good bread. And I'll tell you, you'll know the Lord's in heaven and all's right with the world. Nothing like that. Then there's the old wine, Lambrusco, that always needed chilling. You know, some of you who are old enough, you remember their commercial, Lambrusco, or Rioniti was the big brand, and that's kind of interesting. And they say, Rioniti on ice, mighty nice. And that was the idea, to drink it cold. And the family that started Banfi, Castello Banfi in Tuscany, is an awesome, awesome installation. It's the largest vineyard in all of Europe, and it was totally funded by Rioniti on ice, mighty nice. Rioniti sold millions and millions of cases. It was a light, spritzy wine and very sweet, and Lambrusco. Now, Lambruscos can be a very good wine. They've been around for over 1,000 years. And you can get a dry Lambrusco, which is a really nice wine, and you can still get that Rioniti, but I think you'd find it just too sweet. But Lambrusco is one of those wines, should be chilled. It benefits from chilling. Sometimes good Lambrusco has a little spritz in it, a little carbonation, which also makes it very, very pleasant. The idea on red wines that are chilled, like Pinot Noir, that's very good chilled, but you want a light one. An inexpensive Pinot Noir, a really expensive, fine one, shouldn't be chilled too much. But the less expensive a wine, the more you should chill it. A lot of New Zealand Pinot Noirs, because they're so light, benefit greatly from a little chill on them. Same thing with Burgundies. If they're inexpensive, more chill. And then you also, if they're not too cold, but just a little chilled, you'll see the complexity of the wine. Another favorite of mine comes from the northern area of Italy, Barbera d'Asti. Barbera is the third largest grape planted in Italy. And they have relatively high acid. They aren't complicated. They're usually served very young. And they benefit greatly from a little chilling. So does Dolcetto. And we've talked about that in the past, too. Dolcetto is sort of the Italian version of Beaujolais. And it can be chilled, and you'll enjoy it. And as I said, that if nothing as good as a Gamay chilled Beaujolais. And we talked a couple of weeks ago about chilling Zinfandel. Again, Zinfandels benefit very, very much from being chilled. But again, use that same rule. If it's an inexpensive Zinfandel, the more you can chill it. If it's a more expensive, you just want a slight little chill on it. Because that ice-cold wine, like I say, you get rid of all the flavor, you get rid of all the alcohol. When we taste wine, particularly when you're tasting white wines to buy, you always want to taste them at a warmer temperature, because if they're ice cold, you get none of the nuances. You don't even know how that wine's going to age unless it is a little more warmer. So there you have it. We're all drinking our wines wrong, according to my very fancy international panel that I was proud to be part of. We drink our red wines too warm and our white wines too cold. And today might be a good day to rectify that problem when you go and pick up some wine for your Memorial Day party or picnic. Try what I said here, and that is drink the white wines a little warmer than you normally do and drink the red wines with a little cooler. And as I said, having given you five red wines that are good to be chilled, really almost any, even Cabernet, big, powerful wines, shouldn't be drunk sitting in your room at 72 degrees. But like I said, the warmest a good wine should be is about 65 degrees. Maybe 60 would even be better. And then you'll get all the nuances, etc., of those wines. And you'll enjoy your dining and drinking experience all the more if you follow those simple rules. And as I said earlier, the 20-minute rule is a good one. Any wine red wine, put in the refrigerator for 20 minutes and then serve it. White wine, if you've had it in the refrigerator, take it out for 20 minutes and then serve it. And then you'll be drinking your wines at optimum temperature for the maximum enjoyment. And that's probably more than anybody ever wanted to know about temperatures of wine.
But you know what? It makes sense. It makes common sense, though, when you think about it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Why not?
Jack, I know we've got less than a minute to chat about things, but what about a Barolo? Nice, big, expensive Barolo. What do you, same thing?
Same thing as the other expensive Cabernets, et cetera. 20-minute rule. If you've had it on the counter or outside in the room, put it in the refrigerator for 20 minutes and then serve it. And it'll enhance the Barolo. As I said, about 60, 65 degrees. Any expensive wine should be drunk at that. And Barolos are big, expensive, powerhouse wines, and they also would benefit from just a slight chill.
Okay. Well, that's great. Well, you always come up with some great ideas, and for those folks that are taking notes, or maybe they missed a few, if you stop in at any one of the Haskell locations and tell them what you want, they'll help you pair whatever you need for this holiday.
There's no question about that. And I do have one idea. On 6/17, June 17th, Saturday, from noon to 3, Haskell's is sponsoring a wonderful cruise up and down the St. Croix. It'll be a great Father's Day gift. There'll be lunch. There's over 50 wines being poured on the boat for you to taste. You can just go to the Haskell's website and sign up for the St. Croix boat cruise. Like I said, make a wonderful Father's Day gift. It's on June 17th from noon to 3 o'clock. And if you're looking for a place to pick up any of these wonderful wines we talk about, or you even want to continue the conversation, stop into the Haskell store. They love to talk about wines, and best of all, they'll help you pick a wine that won't break the bank and will enhance your food tremendously. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington, Haskell's in Chanhassen. There's a Haskell's in downtown Excelsior right on the lake if you're on Lake Minnetonka. Haskell's in Faribault right off of 35. Our super cellar up in Maple Grove is not to be missed. On Saturdays, we have free parking in downtown Minneapolis. Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come into Haskell's, go to Haskell's.com or go to WCCO.com/wine. It'll take you right to the Haskell's website where you can even pick that trip to the St. Croix, if you like.
Well, that sounds like a marvelous. Hey, that's a great Father's Day, like you said.
Yeah, not bad.
Great idea. Well, Jack, we hope you enjoy a safe holiday weekend.
And you too, Denny.
We'll talk
Very happy Memorial Day.
Thank you, Jack. Talk next week.
Look forward to it.
That's Jack Farrell from Haskell's and the Wine Chat again next Saturday at 7:45 here on 830 WC. So, and as Jack said, I should remind people too that if they miss hearing the Wine Chat live, you could go to what we call the Haskell's Online Wine Cave. You can listen to past podcasts of these wine chats. Simply go to WCCO.com/wine, and you can find them there.